Hello and welcome to Sidelines, an inside look at Cornell Athletics. I'm David Keating, and joining me today we have Rob Pinnell, a junior on the men's lacrosse team. Welcome, Rob. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So I want to start off, can you tell us a little bit about your recruiting process and how you ended up here at Cornell?
It was quite the process. I was kind of under-recruited all throughout high school. I was very small and, not as athletic as, all my friends and, a lot of the kids that were highly recruited by a lot of the top schools, and I kind of matured very late in my high school career. So I was supposed to go to Quinnipiac University in Connecticut, and I committed there my senior year. And over that course of that year, I just matured and I began working out and working with a trainer, working on my speed, and just became a totally different player over the course of that fall and winter going into the spring season. And I just had a breakout year. And my team had a great season, and a lot of the players that I played with were going to top schools, and that I played against, the Brattons were in that class, Justin Turry, Ryan Flanagan, a lot of top names in lacrosse that you see today. And I kind of just from there, my uncle was a huge part of the decision, along with my parents. I'd signed a national letter of intent with Quinnipiac, so it was kind of tough to be talking to other schools. I wasn't allowed to. Couldn't be, taking any scholarship offers or anything like that. So my options were very limited. It was either an Ivy League school, which it was too late to get into one, or it was going the prep school, route. And I was very fortunate enough, to apply to a few schools, and Deerfield Academy was one in which I had visited and fell in love with. And my parents and my uncle, James Metzger, kind of were behind me. And kind of supported me the whole way, and it was a very stressful decision. And 2 weeks before school started for Deerfield Academy, I got a call saying that I got the last bed in the school as a basketball postgraduate. So, here I am, a lacrosse player, and I'm playing, going there to play basketball technically, not even to play lacrosse, although, that's what I was really going for. And it worked out great, and I went up there, and it just became more stressful, to be honest. I didn't really have many options. The Quinnipiac coach still had not released me, so I could not talk to any schools besides Ivy League schools. And I was talking to Brown, UPenn, Harvard, and eventually Cornell came into the picture. It was the last one. But UPenn and Brown, I was kind of banking on one of those, and they could not get me into the schools. And then Harvard was kind of taking a little while, and things had not worked out there. And I was kind of like, what am I going to do here? And I got an email from Coach Jambroni. He had seen a highlight tape of mine, and he had never seen me play in person before, live, wow. Just basing all this recruiting off of a highlight tape. And he, called me and said they wanted me to come up. He had spoken to J.J. Gilbane and Chip Daugherty, who were previously committed to Cornell, who were also at Deerfield Academy with me. And I went up that weekend. I was like, all right, I'll be up there. And it was homecoming weekend, and I came here and, hung out with a lot of the team and, met the coaching staff. And they explained to me the tradition of the program and what they were all about, and I immediately fell in love with them, the team, and the school. And Coach Jambroni said he was going to give me some time to make my decision, but he called me the next day, and I didn't really need that much time. It was clear that Cornell was the place for me, and at that time it was kind of one of my only options. So it worked out perfectly.
Yeah, definitely. But quite a long journey.
Absolutely.
So you mentioned Coach Tambroni, and obviously with the coaching change this offseason, Coach DeLuca taking over the helm. Tell us a little bit about your reaction to that and where you sort of see that transition affecting the team the most this year.
Yeah, I was in Minnesota when it happened with Coach Tambroni and Coach DeLuca, actually, working a camp out there. And Coach Tambroni had taken the few players that were out there aside at the end of the camp the last day, and kind of told us the news, and it was kind of a shock because the whole time we were there, he wasn't really acting any differently, and mm-hmm. and everything was normal, and I had a great relationship with him, and we were all joking around the whole time, and just things were the way that they were in the past. And he told us that news, and I was kind of stunned, and I didn't really want to talk to him at the time because I had, over the last 2 years, had grown a great relationship with him, and had very become very close with him, especially in the offensive end. And but there couldn't have been a better guy to take over the job than Coach DeLuca, having been the assistant coach for 10 years and his Cornell being his alma mater, having played here under Richie Moran and coached here with Coach Tambroni and Coach Petromala, and just he just knows what the program is all about, what makes Cornell successful. And I just think that, you know, I was so happy to hear that he got the job, you know, someone that I knew. You know, I think a lot of these teams that get new coaches, a new coach comes in and someone who they don't know, who's not really, you know, familiar with the program, and that, you know, affects, you know, the team. And, you know, for the first couple of years, it's kind of hard to, you know, get things back on track. And, you know, having the, you know, success that we've had these past, you know, years, you know, just winning, you know, 8 consecutive Ivy League championships and going to 3 out of the last 4 Final Fours, you know, you don't really want that to be disrupted. And with Coach Shaluka taking over, you know, I think that was the best possibility to allow Cornell to still be successful.
So you're talking about, we're mentioning this season now, moving a little bit that way. You've got a game against UVA this weekend in Baltimore. Tell us a little about being a part of a nationally televised sort of mid-season showcase.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the first thing is you look at is UVA and just the history that we've had with them. I've played them 3 times here, and 2 times during the regular season have been losses. And, you know, back in 2009, my freshman year, you know, that team, we were able to defeat them in the semifinals of the Final Four. And that was just an unbelievable game. So, you know, I think every time we play, you know, just because of that game, you know, we're both, you know, top nationally ranked teams, which makes it that much more competitive. But I think, you know, through that game, you know, UVA kind of has a chip on their shoulder every time they play us. And, you know, last year they took it to us pretty good when they came up here to Ithaca, you know, in our backyard. And I think that, you know, hurts us pretty bad, you know, and wants us to get out them, you know, the next time we play them. But, you know, I think just that national exposure, you know, in front of everybody, I think it's great because, you know, right now we are a young team. And although a lot of, you know, starters for us right now and players for us have been to the Final Four before, you know, there's some freshmen that are impacting us and that have not been playing on that, you know, haven't played on that big stage. So to go to it down to, you know, Baltimore and play at M&T Bank Stadium in front of, you know, thousands of people, you know, during the regular season, I think will better, you know, prepare us that much for later in the season, you know, if things go the way that are planned.
So you mentioned the late part of the season, you know, playoff time. What are your expectations for the season, and what are your team's expectations for where you guys want to go? Obviously, you've had lots of success in prior years, but is there any change with coaching staff and new players coming in terms of what the ultimate goal is?
No, you know, I think the goals stay the same, and you know, right now we're just trying to take it one game at a time. And you know, so UVA is our next opponent, and so we're looking at them. But you know, I think that, you know, while you're trying to take it one game at a time, that the end of the season, the postseason is always in your mind. So, you know, I think right now our goal, you know, is national championship. And, you know, we've proven ourselves in the last few years that, you know, we are that caliber team and that we can get there. And you know, I think if, you know, we just take the right steps necessary this season to get better, you know, each day in practice, you know, each game, that, you know, I think that hopefully we will be right back where we are. And, you know, Coach Shaluka has made that clear, you know, in his expectations of us. And, you know, he holds very high expectations for himself and the rest of the coaching staff. And, you know, for this team, you know, the sky's the limit. As we mature throughout the season, hopefully, you know, we can be as successful as we want to be.
So I want to get you out of here on this. I want to talk a little bit about your maturation as a player. You come in your freshman year on a veteran, star-studded team with Max Sebald and other guys, and you fit sort of right into the system. And now, as a junior, you're a team captain. Sort of, how have you changed, and how has that affected your preparation and how you interact with your teammates and things like that?
Yeah, no, I think it was just an unbelievable experience. You know, I can't begin to, you know, explain how great it was playing with players like Max Sebald and John Glynn, Chris Finn, Rocco Romero, and Matt Moyer. Just, you know, a great group of seniors that we had that year. And I was so fortunate to have been a part of that team, you know, probably one of the greatest teams that I've been a part of. And, you know, having to see them and how those seniors handled themselves throughout the season was just, you know, great for, I think, my freshman class and for me in particular to see, you know, as a freshman, you know, hoping, you know, inspiring at that time to be a leader of this team one day, you know, like Max Sebald was. And, you know, kind of see the way they went about their business, you know, traveled on the road, treated their teammates. I think it was just, you know, kind of an opening experience for me. I've been a captain of a team before, but never one that was so successful and at such a high level. So, you know, I kind of had to look at myself, and, you know, while my philosophy is that there's always parts of my game that I can be improving, you know, I'm never satisfied, I'm very tough on myself, and I also hold very high expectations for my teammates, I think that was one of the things that I had to, you know, kind of change. You know, I'm very tough on people at times, and, you know, I could be very, very demanding, and, you know, I think that's what makes us successful and makes us successful, but at the same time, you know, there's different ways that you have to go about treating your teammates. You know, certain guys respond well to, you know, getting on them, you know, getting in their face. And, you know, some guys you have to pull aside. And I think that's been the biggest thing over the last 2 years is kind of when things aren't going your way or, you know, someone's not doing something right, you know, whether is it, you know, to open your mouth and yell loud or to pull them aside. And I think getting to know my teammates and treating them, you know, everybody on my team and just, you know, loving every one of my teammates, you know, in order that I could be the best leader and that they will respect me. Because at the end of the day, you know, as captain and as one of the leaders on this team, you need the rest of the team to follow in behind you. So you want to treat them the best as possible and, you know, make sure that, you know, they have the same goal, they have the same goals as you and whatever it is that, you know, this team is trying to accomplish, that they're going to follow right in behind you, because that's what's going to make Cornell successful.
That's great to hear. Thanks so much for stopping by and good luck against UVA this weekend and the rest of the season.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much for watching Sidelines. Tune in next week. Let's go Reds.